and a defensive line that's probably not going to do as much wide nine stuff?
We'll see how it goes. You get used to playing things a certain way for so long, so we'll see how it goes.
Todd's personality as a quarterback to come out a little bit more now that he's kind of in charge of everything that goes on with the
game? Todd's the same. His personality has been the same.
What he's able to do with the entire defense now that he controls all of the defense.
He's still the same. He's the same. You said you're talking about his personality.
As it reflects into what you guys do defensively, his more like his philosophy.
There were a few things that we did, do differently with Todd. So he has that flexibility where he can, do a few more things that I guess that he's more comfortable with.
Do you sense that he's eager to show that what the numbers say in the last 5 or 6 games is not all his fault?
And I think Todd is just like, myself, is that we want to win. That's the only thing, that Todd wants. We know that we had some, unfortunate mistakes, in the defense where we let some big plays go. We just have to, eliminate the big plays, make the plays we're supposed to make, and we'll be fine.
I think with some of the changes that have happened, you guys will be in better positions to make those.
We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
I was going to say, with so many changes, is it hard to get that continuity because you're going from a defensive coordinator, a new defensive line coach?
It's not hard.
How do you handle that in terms of the preparation each week?
It doesn't change much. As a linebacker, from my perspective, it doesn't change much for me. Same, coverages, same, run fit, so it doesn't change much.
When you see the Buccaneers, what stands out?
I think their offensive line plays well together, and their running back does a good job running the ball, runs hard, and makes a lot of plays.
Given how you guys played last week and you battled with them till the end, does that give you guys some optimism?
It's a different week. Last week we didn't finish that second half, so it's disappointing from that standpoint. So we come in this week just trying to play a complete game and finish these guys.
What's your read on Michael Kendricks now versus in the beginning of the season? How far do you feel like he's come in 12 weeks?
Mike's doing a good job. He's progressed each week. He's learning a lot more about the game. He's definitely further along than he was when we first started. So I'm proud to see the growth that he's shown. He looks pretty good, and looks very special. Like I said, a lot of first-year running backs always do a pretty good job in this league, and I think that's due to the fact you don't have much film study on this guy, so it's kind of just a player out there that you can't study enough. So now that he's been playing a while, so he gets some good film on him now that it's later in the season, so hopefully we can stop him.
Well, what's it like as a player when you see so much upheaval on defense, with the coordinator being fired, defensive line coach being fired, guy getting released and all that? How do you guys kind of deal with all that?
You just have to do your job. As a player, you focus on yourself and have to do your job. And that's the only thing that you can focus on, because all those changes are things that, unfortunately, we can't control those changes. So I can't control it, so it's something that I don't worry about, I don't focus on. I just focus on me and doing my job.
Do you feel like, as far as how people goes, that the worst is behind, that you guys kind of start a little bit fresh here with these last 4 games?
It's a new week. Every week is a new week to me. Every week is a new week. So, whatever happened, it's behind us, and that would be the same, a few weeks ago. Right. Still been the same.
There was obviously some frictions going on. So I'm wondering now, do you just feel at least have a better atmosphere to do what you guys want to do?
And it's all about winning, man. That's what it's about. Whatever it takes to get the win, that's what we're going to do.
Is the time that you've been in the league now, is this the most uncomfortable situation you've been in? A lengthy losing streak, coaches being deleted, players being deleted in the course of the season?
It's not. Again, it's not uncomfortable for me. It's definitely something that I, haven't been a part of before. It's new territory, but it's not uncomfortable for me, because you understand the league, you understand that, things happen at any time, players get released at any time, coaches, so it's not an uncomfortable situation for me.